Many people as want maximum breakthrough in this prayer and service. Lift up your voices in praises to the Almighty. All that God, the earthly works of man, you are the Holy Ghost. There is no like. Sing it again loud and clear. Before you sit down, there are three destiny-changing prayers I want you to pray. How many sisters are here this morning? Let me hear them shout hallelujah. Let me hear the brothers who shout hallelujah. Let me hear all of you shouting a loud hallelujah. Shout it loud and clear. That same volume is the volume I want you to pray this prayer. Say, powers behind my wall of Jericho. Can you shout this loud and clear? There is somebody who needs to shout this louder than anyone here. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Just enough is enough.
Be released. 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 Be released.
In the name of Jesus. Bakapotas upon the canta. Ribokapondeka. Bakapola boshanda. Daribosapondeka yaboshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. There is an Igbo brother here. The prayer you have just prayed now, we make a tree growing in your family compound to be uprooted. That brother is over there. Right there where you are, that brother. The power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that power upon you is broken forever. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Father, I pray, as many people as are here right now, and there is a power saying over their dead bodies, will you prosper? That's a power that is saying they must pursue you till they die. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that power is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Sisters, can you shout this with holy anger and hatred? Say, authority to torment me. Sisters, is that the loudest you can shout it? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together now. Expire! In the name of Jesus. Command that authority to expire. Yes, they must expire. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Authority to torment me, expire. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. Now, you, the serpent power, pulling on the heart of that sister, get out of her heart region and come out through the mouth. And every covenant tying you, that sister, down to the waters is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. You, that person over there, I used to dream of sitting for examination. Dream of sitting for examination. It's a dream that is telling you that tests and trials are bombarding your life. Right there where you are, the powers bringing trials and torments to your life is coming out of you now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, there's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Continue to lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As somebody sitting here this morning, I don't know who the person is. The Lord said I should tell you that very soon, very, very soon, the testimonies that will shock the whole world will happen in your life. Amen. Now listen carefully to our major thrust of prayers here this morning. I want to scrape the surface of a deep topic just to explain to you what we're going to pray against in the next few minutes. We're looking at what I call the magnetic enemy. The magnetic enemy. A magnet is an instrument to attract. A magnet is an instrument that glues. A magnet is an instrument of whether convenient or inconvenient attachment. A magnet is an instrument that is very stubborn in its pursuit. Let us see a classic sample of a magnetic enemy. The enemy that glues. In Exodus chapter 5, I read verses 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 5, 1 and 2. Something great is going to happen to somebody here today. Exodus 5, 1 and 2. If you are there, say yes. Okay. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus said the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." That is, stop magnetizing them. Release them. "That they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord." Although later he knew him at the Red Sea. "Neither will I let Israel go." The voice came again, "Pharaoh, let my people go." He says, "I will not let them go." "Pharaoh, let my people go." He says, "I will not let them go. Let them stay and suffer." I pray that any power that is speaking to your destiny, "let them stay and suffer," shall be arrested today. In the name of Jesus. The fact that solutions of problems are not visible at a particular time does not mean they will not be solved. In fact, to be quite honest with you, you may be at the edge of winning now, and it is a wrong time to give up. You are not finished when you are defeated. You are only finished when you surrender. And when they say failure, failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down. I'm saying this so that you will recognize that affliction is not a stranger to anybody. Affliction is universal. Problems are universal. I've been into many places in the world, whether white, black, blue, whatever is your color, there is something we all have in common: problems. Problems. Everyone either has a problem, or is causing a problem, or himself is a problem. So problems are universal things. And problems do not discriminate. It eats the high and the low, the handsome, the ugly, the rich and the poor, the young and the old. I almost fell off my seat in London when I was doing my counseling, and they brought a girl of 6, and they said, "This girl has high blood pressure." I said, "No." I said, "What?" "Say yes. I've seen a 10-year-old girl, they brought her and said she has diabetes. 10 years. So problems are universal. And some of you think you have very great problems. When you listen to the problem of others, you know that your own is minor. Minor. You are complaining. "This kind of wife, my wife is always talking rubbish to me. Talking rubbish, talking rubbish." You should thank God that you have ears to even hear what she's saying. There are people who cannot hear what anybody is saying. So there are problems. But one of the saddest situations in which you can find yourself is when one way or the other you find yourself with a magnetic enemy. The enemy that refuses to let you go. And the whole tight and said, "No, you're not going anywhere." You move, they follow you. They do all kinds of things. Following the person all over the place. And one terrible thing about life is this: there are plenty of human beings moving about, not knowing that there is somebody who follows them. When a good thing is coming their way, this follow spirit comes and shakes it away. Don't give it to him. And so, where you have been promised before, you go there now, they just turn blank as if they have never seen you before. Eventually, at the long run, this lady finds the husband who wants to marry her. But this follow spirit goes to the husband and said, don't marry this girl. If you marry this girl, you will die. He has gone to the man to scare the man in his dream. And the man like, sorry, me, I don't normally dream. And if I dream, even I don't remember. But this particular one is so clear. So please, I'm not coming here again. And you don't come here too. The follow power has shaken off the good things coming our way. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavenlies and declare this with a voice louder than anyone around you? Every follow power assigned to derail my life, in the name of Jesus, deal with the follow powers. Masopola katenda kaya boshanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's go a little bit quicker. Like I said, I'm just scratching the surface of a deep topic. Under what situation would the enemy refuse to let a person go? One, when you stubbornly stick to any sin, sin will take you to places you never intended to go. Sin will keep you longer than you plan to stay in a particular place. There's no point in teaching anybody any fancy topic in church if he's still living in sin. He has to leave that sin. That man who has been by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, the man had been at that pool before Jesus was physically born. Jesus went to him and said, will thou be made whole? Like most people do. And this is why people fail examination. They ask him one question, he's answering another. He said, I don't have anybody to put me inside the water. When the angel comes to trouble the water. He said, no, that is not the question. Will thou be made whole? He said, take up your bed. Rise. Walk. And that was it. Later, Jesus met the man. And I said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. Sin kept the man for 38 years in bondage. Are you here at this prayer meeting? And there are some sins you are cleverly concealing. It will keep your magnetic enemy in place. But when you drop that sin, the enemy leaves you alone. Under what situation will the enemy refuse to let a person go? Number two, when your parents have handed you over to the enemy. Many of you here now, you never can tell where your mother went when she was pregnant of you. You never can tell whether she has a safety pin on her wrapper or a piece of stone. You never can tell the promising notes made upon your life even before you became an adult. And those things are binding unless you cancel it. Unless you cancel it. This is a serious matter. And it needs very strong prayers to break. Very, very strong prayers to break. This is a serious matter. Let me emphasize this to you. It needs very strong prayer to break. A young lady was having convulsion. She was 17 at that time. The parents took her to the native doctor. Native doctor was around 65 years old. The girl was 17. And the native doctor said, well, if I heal your daughter, she will marry me. The parents protested. This one is the age of your last daughter. The man said, okay, take her away. Let her continue to have her epilepsy and convulsion. So the parents agreed. And they handed her over. She was healed. And she was to come back. To come and live with the herbalist as a wife. But then, she one way or the other, she found somebody to help her. She traveled abroad in order to run away. Now the time for marriage came. Anytime this man went to propose to her, that night, they would give the man severe beating. The last man that proposed to her before she came to the crusade, they beat these unseen forces, they beat the man until they admitted the man in the hospital. A promissory note upon her life. I decree, every unconscious, secret promissory note that anybody's parents had written that is causing trouble for you now, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I nullify them. I nullify them. I nullify them. In the name of Jesus. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? It's when an evil angel has been assigned against you. An evil angel is assigned against the person. The angel will not let the person go until that evil assignment is fulfilled. 4. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? It's when they consider your divine destiny too risky to be allowed to operate. Say, shouldn't allow this person to go on like this. And so they keep running after you. 5. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? When you are under multiple evil covenants and you have not finished breaking all this covenant, it is a tragedy because the enemy will keep running after you. Because there is a vow, an agreement between the two of you, conscious or unconscious. 6. Under what situation does the enemy become stubborn and magnetic? It's when you are under multiple curses. When curses are working against the person and it's multiple, plenty of the curses, and you have not finished breaking them. All curses have powers backing them up, and they will be pursuing the person. I pray that every person cursed upon any life will be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. 7. Under what situation does the enemy become stubborn and magnetic? It's when there is a property of the enemy in your life. They have their property inside your body. And those properties are not out yet. They keep coming to the person. 8. Under what situation does the enemy become stubborn and magnetic? When a strong man has been assigned to your life, the enemy becomes very stubborn. The strong man will not let the person go easily. 9. Under what situation does the enemy become stubborn and magnetic? It's when you have been unconsciously initiated. You say, but I'm not a lodge member, but they have unconsciously put you there. I'm not a witch, but they have unconsciously put you there. Then the enemy becomes stubborn and magnetic. 10. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? It's when you, as a former satanic agent, you are trying to break free. You are trying to break free from his power. They will pursue the person relentlessly. 11. Under what situation does the enemy become stubborn and magnetic? It's when the problem is supervised by ancestral spirit. Any dream about masquerades is ancestral powers pursuing your life. 12. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? It's when these problems are supervised by marine powers. And marine powers are terrible powers. 13. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? It's when you are living in a demonized house. The foundation has been laid with their powers. The place has been built with their powers. Under that situation, the enemy becomes stubborn because you are living inside their premises. Under that situation. Under what situation again does the enemy become stubborn? 14. When the enemy refuses to go, is when in your life you have committed immorality with an agent of darkness. And they have captured material from your body, your air, your sperm, whatever, and they have taken it to their world. Then they become magnetic and stubborn. This is a serious matter. I want you to understand this. We were at the University of Ibadan for a crusade, and the Lord did various things there that night. And I came back to Lagos. All of a sudden, 3 girls from the university came to visit me at the headquarters. And they said, "Sir, after the crusade, we decided to surrender our life to Jesus." I said, "That's good." I said, "But we have a serious confession to make." I said, "What is it?" They opened their bags and they brought out this small pot. It's the traditional old-fashioned pot made with clay. What was smallish, like the palm of your palm can hold it. And there was a dirty liquid inside because it was covered with nylon. I said, "What are you bringing out?" Say, these are our instruments. So what instruments? Say, we use it to collect the sperms of men in the campus. I said, wow. So what's the implication? I said, man of God, once they sleep with us, we collect the sperms. And I said, but how many have you done in the campus now? I said, we cannot count. I said, then what's going to happen to those men? Says, sir, they are finished forever. They can't make it. Said, the only way they can make it now is if we can identify them and run them through deliverance. But we don't even know where they are. Some of them have passed out of the university. The enemy becomes magnetic under that situation. 15. Under what situation does the enemy become magnetic and stubborn? Is when you have a bad name. A name that attracts the enemy. A name that glorifies Satan. A name that, you know, God will not take his Bible and begin to write it in the book of life. You cannot open the book of life in heaven and you find Famuyiwa in that book. It's not possible. Because the Bible said, no unclean thing shall get therein. And God hates idolatry with perfect hatred. When you don't deal with these magnetic enemies, they terminate people's destinies. They harden situations against you. They recapture a person into bondage. They pursue you stubbornly. They draw evil power to pursue your life. They rage against you anywhere you go. But how do you handle these powers? The first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. The next thing is that you have to repent from every known sin. That too is not negotiable. The third thing is to now wage war against them after the order of Moses and Pharaoh. Let them experience the finger of the Lord your God. Moses threw down his rod. The magicians threw down their own. And it became serpent. One. But the serpent of Moses swallowed their own serpent. And they all lost their rods. The magicians fashioned against you, they shall lose their rods. I said, okay, if that's the situation. Moses, what else again? Moses said, let there be blood. The water be turned to blood. That's not the problem. They to do their own. Tutu. Let there be frogs. They to produce frogs. Moses said, let there be lice now. Then problems started. They could not. And they had no option but to admit failure. They told Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. You can pray to that level where your enemies will give up. And say, this, they have to admit that this is the finger of God. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, just raise up your right hand where you are. I want to pray with you. Don't be shy. That's why Jesus brought you here. Just raise up your right hand. God bless you. Those of you raising up your right hand, take a bold step of faith and just come quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Just come out to the front here. Jesus is waiting for you here.
It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But a pure in heart. It's a so always.
Okay. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Let's bow down your heads and see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for these ones. Let your hand be upon them for good. Let them experience the touch of Jehovah in a new way. It is well with you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes and look at us here. Taking the most important decision in life. Just follow this pastor for a few minutes. The pastor over there. You can join us later. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads on our seat and ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that will still keep any stubborn pursuer in place today. Ask him to forgive you. Because very, very soon, we're going to start some earthquake prayers that will shake the enemy out of position. Very soon now. But meanwhile, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet now. Within the next few minutes, we have a few minutes to pray. But within those few minutes, the power of God is going to do plenty of wonders here. And I don't want you to miss out of the demonstration of his power. There are two rules to the prayer you want to pray now. One, don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Two, pray in faith and violent anger. Because the enemy that does not want to let you go, it's a Pharaoh power. And Pharaoh powers are assigned to destroy. The Lord said, let my people go. He said, I will not let them go. Let them stay and suffer here. This is why you should pray very hard. So that those prayers will make the Almighty to change your position from minimum to maximum. Say, fire of God! Pursue the fire of my enemy. Is that the loudest you can shout this important prayer? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yes. Masekaya Boshende Raboko. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone is here with an incurable disease. Check now. Or go to the laboratory to check later. The incurable disease has been removed. Someone is here. You came to this meeting with a very discouraging news. The Lord said, as you said, that discouraging news will be converted to miracles. Shout this loud and clear. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Pursue my stubborn pursuers. In the name of Jesus. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Pursue my stubborn pursuers. Pursue them. Pursue them. Pursue them. Pursue them. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Masopola kaya boshendera bokontaraba. Something is happening over there. Yes, don't be tired. Don't be tired. Continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. 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 That's right. That old woman you used to see following you has been cut off from following you now. That's right. Masekaya boshendera bokonda. Ribosopola kaya boshente. If you are that woman here, that the enemy has been removing baby from your womb, run quickly to the altar and be on your knees here. Today is the day for that stubborn pursuer to be buried. That's right. That person over there, you were actually beaten by a physical snake. That snake is not an ordinary snake. But right now where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And you have been delivered now. Aha. Say, power of Pharaoh. Power of Goliath. Tormenting my life. Death. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move, 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 move. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Those of you at the altar, lay your right hand on your womb area now and keep it there until I ask you to remove the hand. Right there where you are at the altar here, an angel of the Lord is laying his own hand upon your hand and his fire is penetrating into the womb. And that waste is on fire. The womb is on fire. It's on fire. It's on fire. It's on fire. It's on fire. That's right. That's right. The serpent in the womb that has been stealing your children is coming out now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Masekaya boshenteraba, dakarabosonto, makaya boshenteraba. Shout this loud and clear. Waste us from the Lord. Can you shout it loud and clear? Waste my oppressors. In the name of Jesus. Come on, the wasters to be wasted. Masepona kaya boshente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for these your children at the altar. Beginning from today, the Pharaoh that you have seen, you shall see them no more. Affliction shall not rise again in your life anymore. And you will come back here with mighty testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has done wonders in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, magnetic witchcraft. You are a liar. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Our first sister said, the same power that dealt with your mother is also at work in your life now. But that force shall no longer continue. That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. Number four. Unto everyone, there is a portion allocated to you from heaven. You will now decree this loud and clear. Every enemy of my divine portion, dead! In the name of Jesus. Every enemy of my divine portion, Poseta Kapola Kaya Boshenta. Riabo Le Kataya Bunda. Deal with them, deal with them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Basapunde Kaya Boshenta Rabo. Da kapola karabo sepela kaya ba bonike terabo kusopola kaya bo shanta riapa likaka da sende kaya bo shentera ba aha aha aha. Every enemy of my divine passion, da aha aha. Yes. Bosente kaya boshende rabo korabasa, daribo sopola kaya boshente raba, dakatende kera bosopola boraba. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. What a wonderful day to be here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This next prayer, the Holy Ghost said we should pray three hot times. Please, don't joke with this prayer. Enemies of my glory, you are a liar! In the name of Jesus. Yes! Recover your glory. Recover it. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray it again. Masata Kaya Boshanta. Something is happening over there. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray to God. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move, 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 move. Basatali kata. Jesus' name we pray. Now declare this loud and clear.
I oppress the wicked.
Yes. Can you say that loud and clear?
By the power
in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it now. Jesus' name we pray. Now in a Jericho destroying style, shout seven Jericho destroying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.